This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP breaking news.
Score one for our side, Kyle. The Eagles have signed a defensive player.
Maybe you guys are petty.
Maybe they're listening to the show this morning. All right, sounds like, according to Adam Schefter, the Philadelphia Eagles are signing Josh Uche, pass rusher, a rotational edge, who played half of last season with the Kansas City Chiefs after being traded from the Patriots. He was drafted by the Patriots in 2020. Seems like kind of an up-and-down career. Three of his 4 years, he's had not that many sacks, a few here and there. 1 year, 2022, he did have 11.5 last year.
That's a good year.
Yeah, he last year he played about 35% of the snaps in New England, 22 when he went to Kansas City. So he's a 2020 draft pick, so obviously still a relatively young guy. And according to Adam Schefter, adding him in to help replace Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham on the edge. Hugh, we got a defensive guy.
I'm happy
now
for you guys.
We're talking.
Man. I didn't know we were in silos like this, but that's
cool. That's your fault. Look, is it
congratulations?
Is it a needle mover? We'll see. Probably not. But he is a young player. I probably was still some upside there, and they think he could add to the rotation at edge, which they needed. I mean, Hugh, they were thin there now, right? After Sweat left, BG could be, you know, headed to retirement. We'll see. But it did seem like they were just thin, right? You have Nolan, you have Jalix Hunt, but they needed to add.
They needed to do something. Yeah, that's a good signing, man. You know, get some guys because when I think of guys that they've signed. Honestly, I think, okay, a smart guy that they can come in and can learn the defense fairly quickly and be a contributor right away. Yeah.
1 year deal. And now, again, you could take that one of two ways. One, that's like, well, it's not much. It's 1 year deal. We'll see. But last year, Zach Baum was a 1 year deal. I mean, once in a while, you hit on a 1 year deal and it becomes a longer term thing. So Josh Uche on his way to the Philadelphia Eagles to be part of their team next season on the edge. 215-592-9494. I'm not going to anticipate this is for much money because that's not what the Eagles are doing this offseason. They have a plan, and that is to have compensatory draft picks, a lot of draft picks into the future, and they've already poured their money into the offensive side. The question is, have they poured too much of their money into the offensive side of the football? I believe they have. One of the reasons why CJGJ isn't here is because they didn't seem like they had the money to pay him or didn't want to pay him into the not just this year, but the future. Emmanuel Acho spoke on that. Can we hear from Emmanuel talking about the loss of CJGJ for this defense?
It's not a coincidence. Chauncey there, Eagles go to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Eagles defense is stout. Yeah. Chauncey goes to Detroit. Detroit has the best year of their career. Chauncey comes back to Philadelphia. True. Eagles win their second Super Bowl in the history of the franchise. True. Gigantic loss.
CJ like that.
I got to be worried about the Eagles defensively right now.
He's talking facts there. Straight facts. Is he wrong about the Eagles last few years, Detroit with CJGJ? Where the guy goes, winning follows. Is that inaccurate, Hugh?
I mean, I could draw a direct correlation that he probably would like be relatable to by saying something, but I'm gonna try to make it as clean as possible. You know, like when you talk about like peanut butter skin, like when you date certain people, you could date somebody and enjoy dating them, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't want to marry them.
You might not. Yeah, you could have dated for one more. You could have dated for one more year if it wasn't for the monetary issues.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to disparage CJ, but there's something there to be the individual that moves the meter that way and can't find a steady home or find a steady dancing partner, if you will.
I think it's fair to bring up that's part of CJ's career. I also think it's us coping a little bit. They lost him, and Elliot said it to us that first day. They have a lot of commitments next year and the year after that on the offensive side of the ball. They have cap issues, and they're making tough decisions. Like, I think we're spinning this as he wasn't that good, when obviously he's a good player.
I'm definitely not doing that.
No, not just you. Just in general, I've heard a lot of, well, he's not that good. All right.
I look at it more like this.
12 picks in 2 years here.
I look at it more like this. And I said this the other day. I said that they probably were having cap issues, and they were probably looking for places to trim the fat.
Yeah.
And by him speaking up and asking for more money, he made himself expendable. I think that's what happened. Because even when he said his farewell to the fans, he mentioned something to the fact that, hey, you got to pay all the young guys. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, says that somewhere along the lines of him being traded, he asked for some more money.
You may be right.
And they told him no.
Because they've already allocated so much to one side.
To one side of the ball. And he made himself expendable. I think that, to your point, I think that they would have went into the season with CJGJ, but there was a host of things that probably happened that put them in a position where it made that numbers crunching decision a lot easier.
And in the past, this is not new. The Eagles have been paying the offensive players for a few years. It didn't seem like till now, though, there was ever a real cap issue. If they wanted to keep someone, if they wanted a player, they got him. We always heard Howie sees and he moves money around. This is the first offseason in a long time. Feels like it's coming to a head where they've put all the resources on the offense, and now we're going to be cheaper on defense. 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles allocated too much money to the offensive side of the football? Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
It's an offensive league, Joe, and that's the way it's been for the last 15 years or so. Of course all the money's going to go. And Hugh talked about it in the very beginning of the show when he said those offensive guys play nearly every snap, save for maybe a wide receiver or the running back. The defensive guys, why would you pay so many defensive guys who are only going to get 50% of the snaps in a game? Like, that doesn't add up to me mathematically. Like, that wouldn't be smart to pay. You might have one guy or two guys, but you're not going to be paying these rotational guys the same money that a full-time starter would get. It just doesn't add up.
So let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you think if the Eagles had 50 extra million in cap room around, they would have let Milton Williams walk away? I don't believe they would have.
You know, I don't know, but I didn't even know Milton Williams was on the team until this year. I'm just saying. He came out of, he basically had his year.
But he also had his year at 25 years old. Like, Milton Williams is...
And he was a developmental player. Yeah, they developed.
He's the exact kind of player the Eagles would want to sign if they had money.
And all those guys deserve to go get paid by a team that looks for something like that.
Sure.
And every one of those other teams did not win the Super Bowl. And also, I don't care what Joe Banner says, because if he would have kept some of those 30-year-olds when Hugh and those guys were playing, maybe we would have won a Super Bowl instead of getting rid of some of those guys that still had good play left in them.
Maybe. Jeff, that's fair, but let's also not discredit. He does know what he's talking about when he looks at a cap sheet. Like, that was his job.
When he looks at the money, sure.
Also, and to be fair, and I know the Dawkins thing blew up on them and the T.O. thing blew up, they also were right about a lot of those guys. Like, we have this, we've painted it as every player they let go because they were old kept playing well.
Look at Hugh and Jackson.
I was going to care.
It was just a matter of time before I caught that stray.
Did you do anything for
us? They were right about Hugh.
I believe the Eagles believe that their defensive coordinator and their coaching staff can coach these guys up as they've already proven this year. Now, there was a lot of guys that were iffy when the beginning of the season. We didn't know what they were going to be. We didn't know what their defense was going to do. They were last in the league the year before. And somehow they were able to coach them up, put them in positions. And I believe their philosophy is going forward is to keep getting these younger guys in here and pay some of these dudes that are rotational guys what they actually deserve, as opposed to overpaying for something that they don't need.
I think you're, Jeff, I think you're right. I mean, I think now we all can be in agreement. This is the plan now, right? They've poured all the money in offense, and they're going to just recycle most of the defensive players and maybe keep, I don't know, two or three of them as we move forward. I think that's it.
Take that victory lap, you, like I said the other day.
Hold on.
I am a team player, and I know that it grinds their gears.
Hold on. The victory lap only works if this works. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Like, what I'm hearing is the equivalent of saying, you know what? Let's buy that third car, and if we don't have the roof, let's just hope it doesn't rain. I mean, like, Hugh, you look right because it's sunny outside today. Once the rain comes I'm going to say, we didn't need that third car, Hugh.
Because I look at it like this. I've been preaching this sermon for 3 years, since I've been here. And there was a time where my congregation, they went astray.
Mm.
But they're coming home now. They're coming home because they're starting to see the light.
But like
Reverend Douglas has sat here on this pulpit and preached to a flock that was wavering at one point.
But you took a massive L with the Eagles defense this season.
No, I didn't.
But yes, you did.
You know
it was a colossal L.
Actually, both years were out. I thought you were going to be down and out.
You know why y'all feel like I took an L? Because y'all feel vindicated in the moment.
Well, we should.
You know
why just like you are right now.
You know, no, because, Kyle, my point still stands.
Mm.
They looked at that defense as well as that. Put it like this, Kyle. I'm going to keep it, because I like to keep it simple. I don't like to keep it complicated. But look at it like this. As good as that defense played last year, and the fact that that defense led the way, they were willing to let all them cats go.
But you keep referring back to how they feel. I'm looking at what may end up being right or wrong.
Okay, but Kyle, in this situation, when I say how they feel, who has more information about their team, or them?
Hold on, Hugh. They had more information about Bryce Huff. They had more information about Devin White.
I'll give you that outlier, but again, like I said.
But hold on.
Vic Fangio, listen, Kyle, for a minute. Vic Fangio is being praised in this city as the architect of the number one defense in the league last year, right? Vic Fangio sits in those meetings, correct, when they make these decisions.
Uh-huh.
And Vic Fangio has to, on some level, be cool with the decisions that's being made his number one defense.
I understand that, but Vic Fangio has been wrong before. Fangio's had middle-of-the-pack-too-bad defenses before. That's all I care about.
Okay, in this situation right here that we're talking about, who has more information, you or Vic Fangio?
Well, my mic just fell off. I don't care. I'm just worried about what ends up being
so
right.
So you answer my question. So Vic Fangio has more information.
Sure, Hugh, but that doesn't matter.
Information is power.
It might not be. We don't know if they're right.
What do you mean it might not be?
But this strategy
because he
may
might
backfire.
Be wrong.
Okay, any strategy you do might backfire.
But
it's a strategy.
That's the discussion.
Sure. It's a strategy that you have to believe in. You know what the Eagles believe? You know what the Eagles believe in right now? They believe in their coaching staff and their ability to coach players up, which they showed to.
But if we just deferred to what they thought all the time, then there wouldn't even be
Kyle,
a discussion.
In a 1 year sampling size.
That's a very small sample size.
Okay, but that's what we're. But the fact that you're going on the same sample size that I'm going on, you're saying it's wrong.
I'm going on his whole career, actually.
You're going on a small sample size the same way that I am.
I just refer back to the bad defenses he's had.
Time out. I got a question.
Yes.
Well, two things. One, we have to tell everyone about the prize we're giving away today.
What prize?
Well, I'll tell you about that in a second. But so our last caller brought something up. Hugh, you have seen this in the NFL for a few years and have tried to tell us. But I have a question. If everyone's doing the same thing, it's not going to work for everyone. And my point is this, right? It does seem like most teams, you used the Bengals as an example recently, right? They're pouring all the money into the offense, okay? Eagles are pouring all the money into the offense. If every team pours all their money into the offense, there's only going to be five top five offenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to work for someone. Someone's going to pour 70% of their cap space into offense, and they're going to end up, and I'm not saying it's the Eagles, but someone, it's just the math, is going to end up with the 12th best offense, even though they put all the money in.
Yeah, and guess who more than likely that's going to be? It's probably going to be the Bengals.
Maybe, but the point is,
maybe it's the Buffalo Bills.
If everyone's doing the same strategy, someone's going to come up looking dumb. It's because not everyone could be a top five offense. There's only five of those.
Let me tell you how the NFL is going in a nutshell. It's easier to find defensive players and plug them into your system than it is to find a quarterback.
I'm with you. So, but to me, it's like a scale, right? And the way I view it is, It feels like they've tipped the scale too far. I actually, the more that the last 2 weeks have gone on, I see your point.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm looking at the scale and it's like the offense is weighed all the way at the bottom and I got this defense hanging in the air by a thread.
But one thing, I think you're not seeing is that every team that we're talking about, they're rolling these dice. They're shaking these dice, right?
Yeah.
They're banking on their quarterback to be that guy.
Sure, because
right?
that's the most important guy.
That's the hardest position to find, Joe. That's why when I dropped that gem on y'all a few years ago, defense is not a luxury, not a necessity. The reason why I dropped that is because, and see, this is what got lost in translation. You pay your $250 million quarterback to go out there and make plays for you. That's what every team that we're talking about, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bills.
The Chiefs, Bills.
All of them, yeah.
They have sunk all their money into their quarterback because they know that if you got that guy, I don't care what it looks like because we always get caught up in numbers. The one thing I know about Jalen is this. Regardless of how he got there, he got the two Super Bowls. He got the two of them. One of them. That's not easy to do.
I agreed. And this is beyond just a Jalen thing, right?
But it is. It's all about Jalen.
I know it is. And he's the most money on the offense.
He is the absolute most important player on that squad.
I just want to make it clear, when I'm saying, I'm not only speaking on Jalen. Mm-hmm. I think they've poured too much in the whole offense. I'll just say it this way. Do we need two $30 million a year wide receivers?
Let me tell you why they did that.
I don't think we do.
Let me tell you why they did that, Joe. Because, okay, I'm going to use Josh Allen as an example because that's the name that has been thrown around a whole lot. As a quarterback, physical attributes, as a guy who's been in the league about the same time as Jalen, he's a better athlete than Jalen. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, he's
a better athlete.
Yeah.
That's not to argue with.
I don't even know it's an opinion. That's just your eyes.
Okay,
yeah.
That's okay. But Jalen has an intangible, that unquantifiable intangible that I don't know what it is, that he wins games. He plays in big games. So there's two ways to build this monster. So the way that the Eagles are building this monster, we know we got a quarterback. He might not be the most talented guy, but damn it, it's something about him, his leadership ability, and all these other intangibles that he brings to the table that wins football games for us. So what we're going to do, we're going to put talent around him.
I get it.
As much talent as we can.
I get it.
That's the difference between the two. Josh Allen is the most talented guy on his team. There might be an argument for Jalen, but they're both key factors to the success of their team.
I'm good with that.
To be the most talented player on the team?
That's not up for argument. I mean, I'm not trying to argue that. I'm just saying Jalen finds a way to win.
He does.
That's all I'm saying.
And listen, He may still, but I just wish they had more on the defense and a little less on the offense. I just think they've gone, that the scales have tipped a little too far. It's become pretty obvious this offseason. All right, before we go any further, as we are fired up today here on the Midday Show, we have for everyone out there, it says $94 here. I'm not subscribing to this. A $100 gift card to Sunoco, $100 gas card to Sunoco today on the line. Let's play a little game. Let's call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
You know what's funny? I forgot that this was all tied in together. I thought, oh, good job, Joe's giving away a gas card. Because I was so intense. Y'all know I give away these great clues every day. What would you give away, Joe? $100 gift ticket.
$100, yes.
For some gas.
It said 94, but I bumped it up.
Yeah, you bumped it up. Okay, so this is the first clue for this one. This one is a famous car.
That's it?
That's it.
This is
y'all
why.
Look, first of all.
This is why people complain about the clues.
But because it starts with you. You started, and then people just pile on.
Well, because I want to guess, and I don't know.
You're a rabble rouser, man. You're a rabble rouser.
Famous car is the first clue. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony Springfield is up. Hey, Anthony.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, Anthony.
A couple things that you said that I completely disagree with.
Okay.
One was, and it's not just you, the whole narrative that we don't need two $30 million receivers because we run the ball. The reason why we run the ball so effectively is because we have A.J. Brown on the outside, who is a one-on-one demon, the best wide receiver at one-on-one in the NFL, and you have Devontae. So safeties can't come up because you don't want to leave those guys one-on-one, as you've seen in the Super Bowl.
I would agree to your point, but in 2021, Sirianni's first year here, I think they were second or third in the league in rushing yards, and they had only Devontae. I think the offensive line in Stoutland is actually the biggest reason.
It's a reason, but the reason why they couldn't stack the box is because they have threats on the outside.
Sure, sure. I understand that.
It all goes together. Secondly, you keep saying that we spent too much money on offense. Am I nuts, or did we just go to the Super Bowl two out of the last 3 years and win 39 games in the past 3 years?
Yes.
But how can you say it's too much?
But Anthony, let's look at last year, because they're losing players from last year's defense. They went
there. Last year's not the norm. How many teams in the league have two top 10 drafted defensive tackles and have a $108 million backup defensive tackle on the team?
Well, not many. But my point is, moving forward, they're already making decisions. I mean, it's clear now. They're letting defensive players go that they don't necessarily want to. They can't afford anymore because they've poured so much money into the offense.
They can't afford.
No, they can't. No, they can't. They can't.
They can't afford the backups because teams in the salary
Anthony, who's a backup? Who's a backup?
Milton Williams is a backup.
No, he's not a backup. Anthony.
Jordan Davis is the starter.
No. Anthony. I got to help everyone. Just because Jordan Davis is on the field when they do introductions on NBC, he's not. Anthony, last year.
I agree with you. That's where Howie made the mistake, not to cut you off. Howie should have gave Milton Williams the extension last year
and cut ties
with Jordan Davis.
Anthony, I'm with you, man. It's not even about Milton. It's just they've spent so much on offense, not just now, but moving forward, that we are now going to have the team looks like it's going to be haves and have-nots. The haves are on the offense.
It's always been like that.
Well, no, but it's not. Josh Sweat was not a have-not. Milton Williams is not a have-not. Like, now we're going to have to bargain bin on defense. And
we're not, though.
We are.
So let me explain another thing, the way Howie's a genius and what he's doing. In 3 years, when Carter's contract comes up, Hughes' contract comes up, Coop's contract, the next contract kicks in. A.J. Brown will be 31 and off the team. Saquon Barkley will be off the team. Lane Johnson's contract will be off the team. That's when he pivots and starts playing the defense.
You may be right, Anthony, you may be right, and this may be a moment in time. That moment in time, though, I feel like right now, last year wasn't the norm.
Last year, but
my issue is the offense wasn't even great last year. Like, if we had the number one offense,
we scored 36.5 points a game in the playoffs in four games, and that already took off the 7 points from Cooper DeGene.
Anthony,
the offense wasn't good.
Because no, and I'd say not good, but they were paying them to be great, and for the majority of the season, they were a good, not great offense. They had two great games at the end.
But how many of those games were they up by double digits and they weren't pushing the ball downfield?
Because of the defense, Anthony. If we don't have that defense, it's different. All right, Anthony, we're not going to agree on this. That's okay.
But if the defense wasn't as good, wouldn't the offense have to open up the offense?
Well,
more?
Yeah, we think. But that's we'll see. Anthony, give us a guess.
We don't. 36.5 points in the playoffs.
No.
A small sample.
No, just because Trey Turner hit 7 home runs in 4 games in October 2 years ago doesn't mean he's consistently great. Small samples don't mean that.
But
I'm not paying for 7th. Anthony, you know what? I apologize. We didn't get his guess. Time ran out. Anthony, call back. Give Kyle your guess. I want to give him a chance at a guess. Deep breaths, everyone. 215-592-9495. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, all right, on the other side, your phone calls on this. All right, have the Eagles spent too much on offense? We're not paying defensive players anymore because we're out of money because we poured all the money in offense. Letting you be the GM over here. All right,
I'm on your phone calls.
We'll get to the latest on a big-name player who's available, and the Eagles have at least reportedly checked in on. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Behind every champion is a great night's sleep, and Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. Do what the pros do. Find your perfect mattress backed by science at the Mattress Warehouse. Others claim they can match you in air quotes, but only Mattress Warehouse offers bed match technology to help you find the right mattress for you. Bed match technology is a one-of-a-kind diagnostic sleep technology developed by some of the world's leading sleep scientists based on decades of research. Only at the Mattress Warehouse. And now during the Mattress Warehouse tax refund sale, we get them tax refunds. You can save up to 60% on every mattress warehouse wide. Don't wait. Do what I did, folks. Find your perfect night's sleeps today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.